Introducing a celebration of growing stuff. And your host for this amazing avian adventure, Miss Danielle.
Thanks, announcer guy. Excuse me, did you say avian as in birds?
I sure did. You see, I have a special guest with me here today, and I just can't wait to introduce you.
A bird?
Not just a bird. I'm bird-sitting Geraldine the Talking Parrot all week. Although she hasn't said anything just yet, but I know my uncanny ability to communicate will have her chatting in no time at all.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you know that some birds are actually very important to our gardens? Let's start the show and I'll tell you more.
You don't say.
Hit it! Welcome to Growtown, where we celebrate the love of growing stuff. Today, we're talking all about birds. Did you know that birds and gardens go hand in hand? Oh, maybe that's wing in wing. You see, not only are birds relaxing to watch and wonderful to listen to, but they play an important role in the health and success of our gardens. I have a very special guest coming up to tell us more, but first, about your special guest, AG?
Indeed, Miss Danielle, Geraldine. Geraldine, Miss Danielle.
Well, hello, Geraldine. Very nice to meet you. So she doesn't say anything just yet, AG?
Not a word. I've been working with her all morning, and all I've gotten are squawks and whistles.
May I try? Pretty bird.
I really don't think Geraldine would respond to
pretty bird. Pretty bird.
Geraldine, you did it. Not bad, huh, AG?
Bad AG.
Oh, no, Geraldine. I didn't say bad AG. I said not bad AG. Oh, gosh, this is not good.
Not good at all, Miss Danielle.
Good Danielle. Bad AG.
Why don't we listen to a song while we sort all this out? From our debut album, Motown is Growtown, here's Birdies.
Birdies have a beak. Birdies have 2 feet. Birdies have 2 wings. And birdies like to sing.
Are good for the garden because they digest seeds through their poop, and then they hatch out seeds, and then they go into the ground, then they need watering, and then they form a plant, and then flowers, I guess.
In my backyard, I have seen cardinals, blue jays, and chickadees.
I have seen a robin in my backyard.
I think birds eat insects, worms, and other parasites.
Birds are trying to get away from predators and taking a bird bath and playing together.
Sorry for the laughing. My mom said not to.
Fantastically feathered, beautifully beaked birds. Here to tell us more is Gretchen Abrams, Executive Director of the Detroit Bird Alliance. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Danielle.
Now, Gretchen, how exactly do birds help our gardens?
Birds help our gardens in many ways. Pollinators, like a hummingbird, sapsucker birds, but they help with the soil. When you see a robin in the soil in your garden and pulling out that earthworm, he's actually helping get nutrients and water to your soil.
What types of common birds can we expect to see in our gardens at home?
The kind of birds you see in your garden at home depend on the time of year. In the summer, you're going to see the bright red cardinal. You're going to see the blue jays. You'll see starlings. And most often, you'll see sparrows and finches.
Gretchen, how can we attract beneficial birds to our gardens?
Honestly, the best way to attract birds in your garden is to provide a water source like a bird bath and plant native plants.
Now, native plants, just as a little reminder, and tell me if I've got this right, native plants are plants that are meant to grow in your specific area, right?
Danielle, that's absolutely correct.
And there you have it, pollinating, pest-controlling birds. Thanks, Gretchen.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Good Danielle. Good Danielle.
Hey, announcer guy.
Yes, good Danielle.
Geraldine seems to be responding to me pretty well. May I try something, AG?
Oh, great.
Great, AG. Great, AG.
Oh.
It worked.
Well done.
All right. Fantastic. Phew. What a perfect way to end the show. Anything else to add, Geraldine?
Music. Garden. Community. Grow Town.
Geraldine? Grow Town is a multimedia endeavor for children. Using gardening as our conduit, we seek to instill a sense of belonging, gratitude, and connection to the world outside our windows, and a simple love of growing stuff. To pre-order the Grow Town Healthy Communities Enrichment Program for the 2024-2025 school year, visit growtown.com. That's growtown.com.